This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Not ringing a bell for me.
The alarm?
No. When would this have been popular?
This is probably in the FM 106.3 era when you were maybe down there.
I never played the alarm.
Can I give you a couple others you might know?
Yeah, please.
What about this one, Jerry? See if you know this one. Going through some music from the alarm.
No. Nope.
About this one. They have a U2 vibe to them a little bit.
No. This has like an 80s movie vibe to it.
Come on, Jerry!
No. I tell you, you retweeted something I saw last night or the other night about the rap songs.
Yeah.
And
that was cool.
Yeah, how they were, I don't want to not say stolen, that's not the right thing, but sampled from other songs. They're identical.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about it, this guy who put that together was all Dr. Dre stuff.
Yeah.
And it was all from like classical and early jazz stuff. That was the thing that was interesting. We know about hip hop and sampling and taking songs that were of a similar era. This was like grabbing stuff and sounds from
a long time ago. And it was so spot on.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was neat, to be quite honest. So, kind of cool.
Jerry, I was just watching some of this NCAA men's tournament action.
Last Thursday or last Friday? Saturday, Sunday?
Whatever CBS Sports Network is running now. And I noticed some guys like a loose-fitting jersey. Other guys, tight. What would you go with, you think, if you were a basketball player?
I always used to wear the undershirt under the jersey.
Patrick Ewing style.
Yes, absolutely. And I would say loose.
Yeah.
I think the more chiseled guys like tight-fitting.
Yeah, there was a couple dudes on Dayton that are like, those jerseys are like glued to them.
The softies like myself, a little loose.
Yeah, I think a little looser.
Absolutely.
What are those Rutgers? When you ever notice that?
No.
You
the only thing I ever noticed was Cliff Amore, who is now in the transfer portal and leaving, but he went 4 years there. He used to wear really high shorts, and
like
I don't know why.
Up to his belly button?
No. I mean, up to his upper thigh, like it was 1982.
Oh, he had like short shorts on.
Yes.
70s NBA style.
But I never noticed any of those guys wearing tighter jerseys. Mm. No, not so much.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder what the philosophy
is. Seems like you're very interested.
I am interested. By the way, I see this is going to be a confusing one for people, I believe. The NFL, Jerry, has banned the hip drop tackle.
Yeah.
And it will be a 15-yard penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching a bunch of clips of what the hip drop tackle is because it's somewhat confusing.
It's dragging a guy down, right? Basically.
They made it sound like
your weight.
Yeah, like if you tackle a runner, like let's say from behind, and what you do is you leave your feet so that all of your body weight, like
can
normally,
pull them down.
Yeah, like your legs would be supporting your weight when you're trying to tackle the dude. If you lift your feet off the ground, now all of your weight is on that dude, and you collapse him from behind, and his legs give out.
What I don't understand is I saw John Mara talking to Mike Garafolo, and he asked him about this rule, and you know, and I think the idea is player safety, obviously. And yet all the NFL players that I see on social media are like, this is a joke. And mostly defensive players, because I think they feel so limited in how to tackle these days. Now you just took another tackle away. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's very sure. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, I know.
That's a big penalty.
And you watch. They'll probably call it a lot to make their point in this first year.
Right.
So it's, you know, we're already at the point where you can't hit the quarterback unless it's between the nipples and the belly button, essentially. You can't go at the legs. Okay, fine. So that's a problem. You can't tackle a guy coming over the middle to make a catch because now it's a defenseless receiver, even though if you don't tackle him and he catches and stays on his feet, he runs for a touchdown. Now you've got a guy running down the sideline. You're behind him. You can't leave your feet, essentially. It's like, I don't know what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's very difficult as a defender.
And it happens so fast.
Right, that's the other thing.
You know, we get to watch it on replay 17 times. When it's happening in real game speed, good luck.
Yeah, it was almost, sometimes that hip drop tackle looks like when you pull a guy down by, what did they use, the horse collar?
Mm-hmm.
It looks similar to that.
They got rid of that.
Yeah. Man, you can't hit anybody in this league anymore, Jerry. I feel like I could play in the NFL now.
But you know what you can do? You can grab a guy by the hair and pull him down.
That I like, but that's still in there.
Good Lord.
Yeah, if a guy's got long hair sticking out, pull that hair.
You can yank him down by his hair.
I could pull your jewelry right off you.
But don't grab him by the waist and pull him down from behind, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So there was an interesting comment John Mara had on Brian Daboll, Jerry.
Okay.
And he said of Brian Daboll, quote, "There are times when I wish he would tone it down a little bit.
Mm.
But I'm also in the team meetings, and I see how he acts around his coaches in the office, and he always maintains his cool there." I guess he means on the sideline?
I would think
during
so.
Games?
I mean, I think if you're the type of owner that's a fiery guy, you probably love it. John Mara seems very reserved.
Too reserved.
All jokes aside, kind of like me, as a coach, I'm not a yeller and a screamer. I don't like that. Never liked being screamed at. I'd rather be actually shown what's wrong and how to fix it. So that's how I've always coached for the most part. My guess is it's just not his personality. So you'd probably like him to tone it down a little bit. But at the same time, just go win. Just go win. And whatever it is, and as long as you're good to your employees and around the building, it's fine.
Right. As long as you're not a maniac screaming on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I mean, think of how much we all loved when he yelled at Daniel Jones on the sideline.
But
why
did we love it?
Because
what happened after that?
Did he do better?
It was in Tennessee. It was the season opener a couple of years ago. He just threw a horrific interception in the end zone. Daboll got up in his face, said what he had to say, and then Daniel Jones went out there and won the damn game and played well. And so the next day you come in here and say, we love that, because he made clear what had to happen, and Daniel Jones was accepting of it and took it and ran with it.
Hmm. I'm also seeing this J.J. McCarthy now. Everyone's like, not everyone, but there's so much talk now, like he's going to be the second quarterback to go behind Caleb Williams.
We have this conversation every year. Who knows?
Like what?
I don't know.
Like, the college games ended
months ago. Mm-hmm.
What all of a sudden is, like, they go, Jim Harbaugh says he's the best quarterback. Mm. So now we're just going to, everyone's changing their draft.
Why did the Jets
take
Zach Wilson where they took him?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
I thought Sean Marash had a good point on Twitter. I think I saw it. He said if Jim Harbaugh loves J.J. McCarthy so much,
why doesn't he take him? Trade Justin Herbert.
Right, you could get a boatload for Justin Herbert.
Yes, you could.
And then take J.J. McCarthy.
You ain't kidding.
That's a great point.
We got to go. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Get you Boomer and Gio right now. Odyssey Sports Minute. Amy Lawrence, Shohei Ohtani.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
I'll get about 15 seconds. Go.
Jerry, I'm looking at my calendar. March 26th. This was the day that RFK is supposed to pick his running mate.
I thought we found out last week who that was going to be. The woman. Right?
Oh, that's
a
done deal?
We talked about that. That's what I thought.
I thought he said March 26th. I had it on my calendar.
Officially, but I thought there was...
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.